Birds are chirping, buds are sprouting, and Easter is right around the corner. Break out your floral mask and daffodil hand sanitizer. It's officially spring, and things are about to get wild, by pandemic standards anyway. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions weekly, transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which Asian country is celebrating a transfer pricing first? Why is the European Commission headstrong about country-by-country reports? And how does the software industry stand to benefit in India? We've got those stories for you hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Your first car, your first home purchase, your first love, it's hard to forget those monumental firsts. Mongolia is having a first of its own, its first transfer pricing assessment. So who is the lucky recipient? A mining company strapped with a $228 million tax bill and denial of $1.5 billion in loss carryforwards. Talk about starting strong. The OECD and other international organizations have been working with the Mongolian Tax Administration since 2019 to beef up its tax collections from the extractive sector, an area that contributed 80% of Mongolia's exports and 24% of its tax revenue in 2019. The OECD considers the assessment a, quote, significant milestone and step forward, unquote. When it comes to EU public country-by-country reporting, it's a matter of when, not if. The European Commission for Financial Stability, Financial Services, and Capital Markets Commissioner Mairead McGuinness recently announced new plans to require multinationals to disclose tax activity and payments per member state. A majority of EU members are on board, but not Ireland. The Irish see the proposal as a tax measure, which would require unanimous approval from finance ministers. But the EU has done its homework. The proposal was submitted through the EU's Competitiveness Council, meaning that it needs only a qualified majority vote to pass. A 20-year software battle comes to a hard stop. The Supreme Court of India recently ruled in favor of Engineering Analysis Center of Excellence regarding taxability of cross-border payments for resale or use of software. The case examined whether computer software end user license agreements or distribution agreement payments count as royalty or business income for the non-resident taxpayer. The tax authority argued for royalties, saying that the Indian entity can use the intellectual property and copyright at its discretion and should incur a withholding tax as a result. On the flip side, the taxpayer argued that these transactions are part of the nature of the sale and that copyright is not licensed to the taxpayer. For Samsung Electronics, IBM India, Hewlett-Packard India, and 100 other software import countries, the legal victory is a sigh of relief. But they're not completely out of the woods. Tax authorities will be looking to make up deficits in other types of transactions, just when you thought the coast was clear. And would you look at that? You are all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. We know you're busy prepping Easter baskets and devouring Cadbury eggs. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. With greenery returning, things are looking up. As for transfer pricing headlines, we'll keep them coming. Catch everyone next week.